Tonahari, Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Irish, we planned so much.
I'll come back. Or send for you.
Please, if you leave, I'm going with you.
Oh.
If you want me to.
Want you? What else have I been working for? But no, you'd better think it over. It means a definite break with your father.
I've thought of all that a million times. Here, help me through the window.
But shouldn't you take something with you? Extra clothes or...
We'll stop by the widow Mason's place. She'll loan me anything I need.
Good. And we'll borrow another horse. Ride over to the county seat first thing in the morning. We'll be married.
Darling.
Come on. My horse is ground. Hit the other side of the corral. We can leave...
Look out, Jim. That ring bell with the pail right in front of you.
What? It's so dark. I couldn't...
Dad didn't hear.
What's going on down there?
Only thing to do now is run for it. Here's my horse. Steady, boy. Give me a hand or I'll help you up. Get up.
Nora! Is that you, Nora? Looks like that Master Jim Kelly's saddle horse. By Juniper Tiz. She's running away with that farmer. Whitey! Whitey.
I don't know.
Come on over to the bunkhouse. I want every puncher we've got to roll out and hit the leather.
Sure, boss. Anything you say.
What's happened? That daughter of mine. She's run off with Jim Kelly, the master.
Well, I'll be... We'll get the boys up pronto.
Go on, hurry. Let's get them out of the bunkhouse. Hurry up. Roll out, you saddle tramp.
You heard what the boss said. Roll out.
Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses not far from the lower end of the Raster M Corral. They hadn't been riding hard because Tonto's horse carried a double load. The body of a dead man was slung across his saddle.
Easy, big fella. This is a good sized ranch, Tonto. I may be able to get the information we want.
Are you waiting here?
He must have you.
What is it?
See over there, the corral. Man on ground.
Well, I don't.
Where we're heading. You and Whitey scramble your bronc. Three or four the rest of you come.
Hey, I just thought of something else, Mr. Mathers.
Now what?
That Kelly Aubrey is one of the leaders among the Nestors. This might stir them all up, start a rain for them.
What do I care? Nora's my daughter, and I say she's not going to marry a sodbuster. Go on, let's ride. Get up.
Saddle that extra saddle horse.
He's waiting right outside. Oh, we'd better hurry. If Nora's father happens to think of stopping here, we'll...
Don't say about it. Don't bother trouble. Oh, listen. Did you hear that, Jim?
Yeah. But it can't be your dad. How
Better be on the safe side. Quick. Both of you, scoot out the back way. The boy. Yes.
I think you should be here, Nora. Running off with a Nestor, eh?
We're going to be married.
Oh, no, you're not. Ray, you and Whitey grab that sod butter.
Right, just a minute. You're not grabbing anybody.
Yeah, I've got the gun this time, Nestor.
Now, wait. There'll be no gunplay in my house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Mason, but this is a situation that calls for action.
I agree with you.
What's wrong with all of you? Behind you, Whitey. You've just walked in the back door.
And you'd better hold to that gun, Whitey, before you turn around.
What? The mask on me.
The same one.
What's the matter with you two? Gonna let an outlaw bluff you? Gun him down.
Hey, there. I mean, he's got the drop on
him. I'm not packing a gun, but there's four punches outside of us. He can't hold a drop on everybody. Hey, boys! Take out your hard man. Come in here.
I wanted with a few words with you, Jim.
Me?
But we'd better do our talking where it isn't so crowded. Quick, back of me and out this door.
But I don't want to go.
I'm giving the orders whether you like it or not. Out that door, and don't any of you move.
Boys, come in here.
Listen, you can't.
I can.
Out that back door. A masked outlaw. And he took the Nestor with him.
Now, show it.
What? Hold it from the other side.
Oh, Jim. What have they come of
you? Take it down. Smack it. And gun those critters. There they go. Let him have it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
This out.
Who are you? Why should a couple of outlaws...
How old are you, outlaws?
I never saw you before.
I think there's one man here you have seen before. On that blanket, the other side of the fire.
Why, that? Sheriff Conroy. He's dead. I know he's dead because
You found him murdered a few hours ago down on the river trail. Isn't that right?
How did you know?
That's the main reason for running away, wasn't it?
I didn't kill him. He came to my place and served a warrant on me. And he left. A little later, I was on my way to the raft ramp to see Nora. I found him.
Evidently, Tonto and I were right behind you. Well, we're taking the body into town and turning it over to the coroner.
I suppose that's the right thing to do. But it'll sure put a noose around my neck if I stay here.
If you're innocent, why run away?
Because I'm a farmer. Only about 25 of us living here in the middle of country controlled by cattlemen.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't know why you helped me. Pulled me off from those raft ram gun hands. I guess it's none of my business. But now that I've burned my bridges, I can't see Nora again. I'll be drifting.
You could stay here and win out if you wanted to.
One man against the raft ram? You're a loco.
You wouldn't be alone. Tonto and I'll help you.
How?
Well, the first thing we'll do is put the sheriff's body back where we found it. Then you stay here in camp for a few days, out of sight.
What good will that?
Give us a chance to find out why the sheriff was killed. I think I know now who did it. It was about an hour later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up on a back street of little town where the dead sheriff had maintained an office.
Don't know.
anything about the murdering coyote.
Different stories than that going around town.
I don't care what kind of a story's going around.
Redskin rode in and told us that Jim Kelly was being held out at Crown Point Bluff.
Well, if the skunk's out there, I've got nothing to do with it.
So all of us farmers got together and decided to give you this warning. We're riding out to Crown Point Bluff now. If Jim Kelly ain't there, if you've killed him, it means war.
War? Why, you sniveling dirt scratchers? You messed on my range, steal my cattle, and now you tell me there's
going
to be...
I told you what we're going to do. We mean business.
Get us. Get us. Why, those sneaking little Crown Point Bluff, eh? Ray.
Yeah, boss.
Tell every puncher we've got to buckle on his guns. We're heading for Crown Point Bluff.
Hey, who's the cart offer just rode away?
Named Hank Purvis.
Whitey, you claim to be a gunslinger. Well, now you're going to prove it.
What do you mean?
The masters want war, so we're going to give it to them, starting just as soon as we can get to Crown Point Bluff.
Crown Point? What are you going out there for?
I just told you to wipe out the sodbusters.
But why?
Well, I don't argue. Throw a rig on your bronc and let's go.
Hit the leather, boys.
That cloud of dust, it means every puncher on the Raff Ram payroll.
Hank Purvis and the other farmers. Are they down there below the point, Toto?
He tells Farmer Feller. He's sure to wait for signal.
Good.
Yes, I don't quite understand what you're trying to do. Seems to me this is a surefire way to start a war.
Not if we do as we planned. Are you right down there now? Toto, I'll wait here.
You've been right so far, mister. I'll string along.
Good.
Get up.
Who were going to start
yes,
with it. Here they come. They spotted them, too.
Yeah. I don't know how that Kelly kid happened to be here. I don't care. Those sodbusters asked for war, and that's what they're going to get.
Break out your guns, boys. Ready for them, boys.
Don't worry, Jim. We'll match all the levies cowpunchers want to throw.
Wait a minute, all of you. There isn't going to be any gunplay.
What do you mean?
Mathers been holding you out here against your will?
No, that isn't true. Ninja told us. Friend
of mine
sent that message. That all of you would be sure to be here. We wanted you to be here too, Mr.
Mathers. That's the palaver, Kelly. Tell your yokel friends to fill their hands.
I think you've seen one thing you've overlooked here at Crown Point.
Yeah?
Look down there in the draw, the other side of those trees. It's a corral with about 200 head of stock in it. Raffer and stock.
What? Right, boss. I can see him through that break in the trees. Looks like every steer that's ever been rustled from our herd.
You're right.
Well, of all the concerned gall, you've got nerve enough
to... I didn't steal the stock. Neither did any other farmer. That's why we wanted you up here to prove
that. Don't waste time talking about murder and stuff. Let's gun them down. All of them.
Yeah. What? I'll do the first man who reaches for a gun.
What? Hey, look, boss, on top of the bluff. The mask on me. And the rest of you.
What?
Nobody's stopping me.
Oh,
I don't care how many owl hoots are tagging you. We'll take on the whole pack of you.
I don't think you will, Mr. Mathers.
When you know the truth.
Yeah. What's that?
Where's Jim Kelly been if those cowpunchers haven't been holding him?
Jim's been with me. Ever since we left the Widow Mason's house yesterday afternoon.
And what's the idea of that engine over there? Tell
us already explained the reason for that message. We wanted to be sure every farmer from the flats and every cowman from the rafter end would be here.
Now, that doesn't make sense. They've rustled my stock. It's all down there in that corral.
No, the farmers haven't stolen a single head of your cattle. Two men have done that systematically for 2 or 3 months. One of those men is on your payroll.
I don't believe it.
The other one is dead. He was Sheriff Conroy.
Conroy?
He was murdered when Whitey found out the sheriff intended to double-cross him.
Whitey? You mean
that's a lie.
Watch out, Mr. Mathers. He's got a high-out shot.
I expected that from you, Whitey.
You broke my hand. That flung right through my hand.
You're lucky it wasn't your head.
Jim Kelly.
If he hadn't moved in front of me...
You're right, Mr. Mathers. Jim's quick thinking saved
crossing me all the time.
Yes, here's proof of it. A letter to Sheriff Conroy from a cattle buyer below the border. He mentions this hideout corral. He agrees with Conroy that there's no sense in splitting the profits three ways.
How did you know Whitey was tied up with the sheriff?
I didn't. All I knew was that Whitey had murdered Conroy.
How'd you know that? We all thought...
Because Don and I found Whitey bound and gagged last night and released him. The first thing he did was accuse Jim Kelly of murder. At that time, no one else knew about the killing.
Well, that Stephen Skunk sure had us all fooled. I've always thought the Nesters were the
ones. I've always thought that they couldn't get a square deal from cattlemen. You've both been mistaken.
Yep. I can see it now.
I'll leave word with the United States Marshal in the next county to move and take charge of Whitey. You'll hold him till then, won't you?
Don't worry. The varmint won't get away from us.
Good. Ready, Toto?
You ready?
Move over. Get off. Come. Well, I'll be doggone. Jim, the biggest mistake I've made is about you.
Yeah, Nora was right.
Well, that man in the mask helped me to stretch.
How about riding back to the Rosser M for supper? Give Nora a chance to fix a meal for a smart young fella and a dad-burned old fool.
Sure.
Let's ride.
Easy, boy.
All right, fellas, let's go. Get up.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.